First of all, Paul, reflection on the weekend, if we can. Let's start with a little bit of a look back. How impressed were you with your side that it was getting so late on, it was a tight game, and they ended up getting the 3 points?
Yeah, I was delighted, you know, and you know, said after the game that earlier on in the season, it's just a game that we wouldn't have won, possibly would have lost. You know, so it shows that slowly but surely we're learning. We're being patient in what we do. And look, if you're looking back at the games, we should have been out of sight by half-time with the chances we created. We weren't, but the boys showed a lot of determination and a lot of character to keep going, keep trying to do the right things. And, you know, it took a wonderful goal from Harry to win us the game, which was deserved.
Do you feel your side are playing the best football they've played of the season so far?
I think it fits and starts. We've played well in games. I think consistently as a team over the last sort of month or so that we're playing a lot better. We're definitely defending a lot better, which gives us a base to go and play, and it keeps us in games. Whereas earlier on in the season, we're a little bit too open, we're making mistakes, and we're always sort of playing catch-up. You know, the base defensively that the team's given us at the minute has given us the confidence to go and play our stuff.
And I guess as well, you always knew that was going to be the case, didn't you? You always knew that your side were going to take time to gel. And Nathan Tyson just told us you had a bit of a chat after the game. He wouldn't tell us what was said in that chat, but he said it gave all the players a bit of confidence and showed that you can kick on that.
Yeah, and we want to, you know. And we knew, I hate trying to sound clever, we knew that we could struggle at the early part of the season, purely because of the personnel changes, people not being fit as in not having a pre-season. If we had any injuries or suspensions, we were going to struggle because the squad was light. We've got everybody fit at the minute. We've got a really good, the most pleasing thing for me at the minute as a manager is the team spirit and the togetherness that the lads have got. And I think that's been there for everybody to see over the last month or so.
Yeah, again, going back to what Nathan Tyson just told us, I said, how's the competition between the strikers? He said it's not a competition. We all get on really well.
It is, and I think whoever's coming on a sub at the minute or whoever's been left out, their attitude's been absolutely outstanding. None more so than Nathan himself. You know, he's picked up a niggly injury and away at Crewe, and it's took him a little while to get back, and he's been chomping at the bit. But it was a big temptation for me to start him on Saturday, but he still wasn't quite right. You know, he didn't train on the Thursday and only done a little bit on the Friday. But Nathan, Curtis, when he's been left out, Theo, when he's been left out, and then when they've come in the team or had to come on and make an impact, they've all done it. And that's really pleasing to see, you know, that they're all backing each other. There's nobody spitting their dummy out, which can tend to happen a lot, especially with footballers nowadays. But there's a little bit of an old school mentality about the squad that I quite like at the minute.
Is that something that you looked for when you were recruiting, that old school mentality?
You want a bit of experience in there, but I think, you know, with the senior players that we've got through the spine of the team, you know, Big Stevens just came in and go. We've got Andy Butler, we've got Keegs, obviously Richie Wellens, Copps, Nathan up top. You know, that is a strong spine of experienced players and of the right character as well, and that soon rubs off in the rest of the squad.
And Harry Forrester said to us after the game at the weekend that he thinks the side have overcome a bit of lack of self-belief. He thinks that they've got the confidence back now, they're feeling more organised, and he thinks that's what's been the key to these 5 games unbeaten.
It is, and it's a lot of work that's went on the training pitch. A lot of work that we've consistently been able to do with the group and having everybody fit out there and doing it. So if a sub has to come on, or somebody is left out, or somebody has to come into the squad, they all know each other's jobs. They all know what's expected of them, and they're demanding a lot more of themselves and of their teammates at the minute. And, you know, you've always got a chance of being successful when that happens.
On the business side of things, what's latest with Abdul Razak? What's happened there?
Abdul's been in this morning, he's trained. He's signed subject to international clearance. Right. So when we get that, we don't know. But we're very hopeful that he'll be our player very soon.
So he's kept his word then, because you said he'd given it you.
Yeah, he's... And I don't know if it was the dinner I bought him or not, he must have liked it, but no, I've known him a long time, I've known of him a long time, and I've known the kid himself for a long time, and once he told me that, he shook my hand and said that he wanted to sign, he wanted to come, you know, I believed him.
So what sort of length deal is he on?
Initially it'll be to the end of the season. You know, the main thing with Abdul is getting him in the place, getting him in the training ground, and getting him back playing football where he's at his best.
I guess in some ways then the positive is that it might take a while for his international clearance to come through, but he can work on the training ground with the players, he can get to know what you want from him.
He can, and he knows, obviously he knows Reece really well from my time together at Man City, and he knows a few of the other boys as well. We're actually quite hopeful that the clearance might come through for tomorrow night.
Right, okay, that would be a huge positive then, wouldn't it? Would you throw him straight in? Could you throw him straight in?
You have to wait and see. it's a difficult one, because the lads that played on Saturday done really well, but I do believe, without putting too much pressure on Abdul, that we'll sign a top player who we're very lucky to have.
So what's his main position? If it was one position for him, where would he be?
He could play anywhere in the middle of the park, whether it be in a two, whether it be in a three, whether it be in the diamond. You know, his physicality is very good. He doesn't mind a tackle or two, but he's got a great range of passing as well, and he's very, very comfortable on the ball, and we feel that he'll complement the other midfielders that we've got.
Any more news on the recruitment side of things? Search for a striker, possibly?
We're out there looking. We're talking to people, like every other manager I speak to at the minute. You know, everybody's looking for a striker, but they're all looking for somebody who can score goals. But when you speak to clubs about them, they want to keep their goal scorers. You know, so it's not as easy getting people in as you would think, because the players that you would like to bring in, clubs don't want to let go.
Are they more likely to be loan players you're looking for, or are you looking to try and do some permanent deals?
I'll more than likely be a loan deal. There's one or two things we're looking at the minute. You guys know I like to tell you as much as I can, but I can't go into that too much at the minute. Whether we will bring somebody in, I don't know, because we're not just going to bring people in for the sake of it. Going back to talking about the dynamics of the group, it's really important that we keep that now.
Are you going to be watching Dean Furman in the African Cup of Nations tonight?
I am. I'm going to sit down and I've texted him before, wished him all the best. You know, I hope he does really well. A bit South Africa, can I say that? But it's a great honour for him, and we're all delighted for him. You know, we've missed him, don't get me wrong, because he's been excellent before he went away. But now we wish him all the best.
I guess you'll be keeping your fingers crossed, because whenever you watch a player on international duty, you never want to see them pick up any knocks or niggles.
Well, I'm two minds whether to watch it or not, because the last time I did watch, it was when Bongani snapped his patella tendon. So,
God.
I'm 50-50 at the minute when I'm going to watch it.
And the under-18s as well, they've got a big game against Swansea, haven't they, in the fourth round of the FA Youth Cup, and you know, some of your young players at the minute are knocking on your door.
Yeah, they are. You know, Paul Wilson and Paul Stanicliffe have done fantastic with them. They've got a really good group. I think that shows by giving three of them professional contracts already, you know, and they've done great. The attitude and some of the play that they had when they were here at the Keepmoat against Norwich was outstanding. It'll be a tough game for them, but it'll be a great experience for them as well.
I guess the good thing about it is as well, they can see a path into the first team, can't they? That's so important for young players, that they know they're not just going to be constantly playing youth football.
Yeah, it is, and the other ones, you know, that they've seen how well Paul, Jack and Liam Wendeville have done. You know, and it's up to them, the rest of them, to come and catch my eye now as well.
So this game then against Notts County for your side, it's a huge game, isn't it, in terms of the fact it's your game in hand, it's very tight between you two, and also it's only 2 points to the playoffs.
Yeah, it is, and it's no bigger of a game than Saturday was against Barnsley. But we're going into it with a lot of confidence. The players have got a lot of belief at the minute, but we've just got to be careful we don't get too carried away. You know, we know, especially here, how easily we've slipped up earlier on in the season. Our last three performances here have been very, very good, because defensively we've been sound, but we've started well, we've started in the front foot, we've pressed teams, and we need to keep that going tomorrow, because Notts County are a good team.
Is that something that you've pressed to them, that they have to come out on the front foot when they're on home soil? Because it was something we spoke about earlier in the season, that the record here.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm a big believer it's up to the players to get the fans going and not the other way around. And the players have done that, they've sensed that the fans are really behind them at the minute, and that gives you the confidence to go and do it as well. But it'll be tough. But you know, Sean and Greg Abbott, they've done a really good job. They had a good result on Saturday, beating Crewe. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game.
It's incredibly tight in League One at the minute, isn't it? It really is.
It's crazy. You know, we're 13th.
Yeah. And 2 points off the playoffs.
Yeah, we're 13th, and we're talking about winning a game and going sixth. Yeah. So that shows everybody how tight it is. But it also shows you that there's a lot of clubs that can win in any given day and lose in any given day, and that's where we've got to really be on our toes now.
Sean Derry, someone you know, I think?
Yeah, and I know Deza. Played against him quite a few times. Played with him for a short time at Crystal Palace. He was on, we'd done a rail licence together, so he's a good guy, Sean, and he's done a great job, because they were struggling when we went in there initially, and you know, you're talking about us being 2 points off the playoffs, they are as well.
And you're both similar managers, you're both younger managers from the, you would say, the modern era of the game as well, making your way, doing it, some people would say, the right way.
Yeah, I'm very similar, but I'm much better looking than him. Dressed smarter, because he's a bit scruffy at times. But no, he is, and you know, myself and Sean and other ones out there, we want to learn our trade. You know, it's all about getting in at the deep end, getting yourself dirty and learning things properly, and we're both doing that. We've both got good experienced people behind us. You know, I've got Brian Orton, Sean's got Greg Abbott as well. So, you know, we're trying to do it the right way. by getting our teams playing, by trying to build something. And as I said, Sean's done a great job.
And it's important to pick up points in any game, but especially in a side against a side that are in and around you as well in the mix.
Yeah, it is. And it's important that also, like, you know, we went to Oldham the other week there, you know, and we were on the same points, but it was important. We wanted to win the game, but we didn't lose the game. Mm. Very similar to the game on Saturday with Barnsley, who were only 2 points behind us. You know, they could have jumped over us. So it's all about getting points, and look, first and foremost, you want to win games, but picking up points against the teams that are in and around you, because that can, as we've seen, that can catapult you up the league straight away.